Eye on Careers in association with Laymoon.com. Refresh your career with jobs, courses, and events.
Welcome back to Eye on Careers. It's the Valentine's episode. And want to send a big shout to all of you out there who love what you're doing. And here's a guy, says Andy, he loves the show, loves his job. Here we have a gentleman, his name is Martin. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Caliber Consulting, Martin Dewhurst. And I think he goes by the title of Principal Consultant. But he was with us last year on the Career Clinic, and he couldn't find a job. He had chosen to leave his company of his own volition, and was searching around and trying to find his next job opportunity. And instead of finding one, he made his own. Let's hear his story. Martin, welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you for having me along, Jim.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. It's always exciting to hear the story of a man who takes destiny into his own hands, gets in the driver's seat of his own life, and cuts his own path through the woods, as you did. Yes, yeah, you did.
I did. I mean,
yes, you made the comment. That's you, Martin, yes.
you made the comment. I couldn't find a job. I did actually find a couple of jobs. I had quite a few opportunities eventually, but none of them I felt were the right fit.
No chemistry there. The love wasn't there.
Love was a little bit there, but it wasn't exactly what I wanted to do. It didn't feel right for me or my family at the time. And that's when we made the decision, to move into my own, start my own business and move ahead in that direction.
Was that scary?
Yes and no. I think where I'd weighed up the different options that I had with the different offers that I'd been sort of were put in front of me, and this, starting my own business made the most sense. Although on paper you might look at it and think it was the biggest risk and not the safest move, but it's definitely worked out to be the right move.
But it's always nerve-wracking, right, when you start your own thing, because there's no one there to tell you, whether it should be left or right or straight, or you should be driving 60 or 85. It's like you just have to pick a direction and go with it.
Yeah, that's definitely true. I did a lot of sort of research beforehand, and I've spoken to a lot of people, and kind of, I didn't just get up one morning and think, right, I'm going to start my own business, I'm going to do this. I'd sort of worked at, decided on what I was going to do, what sort of target areas I was going to look at, and how I was going to, get into those areas, and how I was going to help make it grow. I did a lot of work with Mick Todd at 2B Limiters. He helped me out with a few things and gave me a few pointers, and got things set up and got going.
And so you basically, I think, put a lot. How much research did you put into it before you jumped in and registered your company?
I'd say probably about 2 or 3 months. I mean, I was, when I came on the show last time, I was looking for a job and looking for different roles. And it was around that time I was looking at what the market was doing here in Dubai. And a lot of companies I saw were in a position where they were sort of growing and expanding. The market was sort of on its way up, and everyone was sort of getting ready, for Expo, although a bid hadn't been announced then. And they were, looking to hire people, but were still a little bit unsure. So they weren't willing to take the risk of having somebody full time. But I saw that as an opportunity. Well, if instead of taking somebody on for 5 days a week, they might be interested in just, hiring someone for a day, 2 days on a consultancy basis. And if I get a few of those type of clients lined up, and then, once they saw me start working, then I could build it up from there. And that is what's happened.
So if you you're an SME now, mm-hmm. and if you had a chance to talk to the number one SME in Dubai, what would you want to ask them?
How to get it going from where I am now and keep that momentum going.
How to get to the next level. You're in luck, because we have Fatty Malaise, the Chief Executive Officer of Just Falafel, number one SME on the SME 100. Let's hear a little bit more about his background.
This is Eye on Careers, Executive CV. Buddy Malus is an MBA graduate from the Imperial College of Science and Technology in London and is an experienced business leader, catalyst and strategist holding shareholder positions in a diverse range of companies. He is the CEO of Just Falafel, one of the world's fastest growing F&B brands, and possesses vast cross-sector experience in banking, asset management, financial engineering, with a strong focus on expansion and development plans. Most recently, Fadi has been at the forefront of the digital media revolution, integrating successful sales strategies through social media. This has led him to being a sought-after keynote speaker in industry events and business meets globally. He is also the winner of several prestigious awards, most recently in 2012 and 2013, Arab Entrepreneur of the Year, as well as Business of the Year in 2013, awarded by SME Info.
Arab Entrepreneur of the Year, Fadi Malus, thank you for coming on Iron Careers. How are you tonight?
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much, Amar.
That's great to have you, especially on the Valentine's Day episode. And, you know, I always wonder, do you still love falafels? Like, or are you just at the point where you've eaten so many of them, it's like the last thing you want to have?
Well, I actually love food in general. And I have a soft spot particularly for falafel.
Ah, okay. So, like, even as a child, were you like, give me some more falafels? How many?
Yes,
is there any more falafels?
Absolutely. Even as a child, we all grew up eating falafel. It's a very common food across the region. Growing up, we used to have falafel, shawarmas, and a lot of manaish, if you're familiar with those as well. I mean, these are the really three food categories that are very widespread across the region.
And you were, what are you, like a critic? We were like, you know, when you went out to places, we were like, you call this falafel? One day I will have my own place. It'll be much better.
Well, to be honest with you,
this is an insult to falafel makers. I can't take it anymore. I must have my own.
We could have the same jokes about burgers and pizzas and coffees and what have you, but yes, because the history of falafel is as a 21st century adapted food category is still particularly new. It's very easy to make some jokes about it, but it's probably one of the eldest foods of our times.
The original. But I think the guy who started Starbucks was exactly like this, you know, when he was in the US. He's like, what, do you call this coffee? This is not coffee. This is, and you know, and he, and in a market where actually coffee sales was in decline, he started Starbucks, and really based on just his passion and love for a drink also, I guess, was quite old. But, you know, it's very similar.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think we compare ourselves a little bit more to sushi than coffee, because falafel as a food category is the national food of a country, which is Egypt, just in the same way that sushi is the national food of Japan. And sushi, really? We've seen it grow in a spectacular way across the globe in a very fragmented way.
I don't know if we have a national food as Canadians. Do we have a national food? Or it's
you tell
poutine
me.
Or something?
You
I don't know.
Me.
What is it? Is it? Rami's an SME expert and also a Canadian. Rami, welcome back to Ion Careers. Welcome back to Ion Careers.
Hello.
Do we have a national food?
I think poutine would do it.
Poutine is our food. That's bad. I mean, that's a sad moment for the culinary world that we've been reduced to poutine.
Although I also had a lot of maple syrup with my breakfast.
Yeah, what about maple syrup? But that's a condiment. We have a national condiment. Does that count?
Everything counts, I think, when it's come to food, because food is one of the best pleasures of life.
Yes.
So when it comes to food, I think everything matters.
But we have, you know, you are, you know, congratulations on all your accolades and huge successes here. Obviously, your passion and love for food and falafel has paid off. And now we all get to enjoy it when we're hungry. We can have a falafel, and I love the different flavors. You know, you have Indian flavor to you take a national food and you made it international. But we have here Martin, who's the CEO of Caliber Consulting, who's just starting. His organization is a young whippersnapper in the shadows of something like Just Falafel, and I think he wanted some advice, Martin.
Yeah, I was just, I mean, my question was, I've been going now 6 months and everything seems to be going well. It's sort of, you know, that next step. How do you go from getting going and getting the wheels turning to, you know, obviously reaching as perhaps as Robert was saying earlier, that getting to the moon, as you perhaps have done.
Well, I think for every SME at the outset, it's extremely important to be able to multitask, because as an SME, you don't want to build a high cost base, high fixed cost base, and this is and I think it's quite important to identify when you really need to start building structure, so that you start building processes to be able to handle a larger amount of business. So I think growing the team in a fashionly matter to adapt to one's growth while not building too fast is the most important thing for SMEs.
Okay. So you would agree with, I think we had Robert Hanna just on, who was the regional director for Morgan International, and he said, you know, don't get too crazy and wild with your goals. Build something realistic that's sure-footed and even keeled moving forward. And I think that would echo with your sentiments.
Yes, I mean, today I think the world is getting smaller and the reach is becoming wider. In particular with the digital media. Anything that we consume today has been made easy for us and is extremely scalable. The important thing is your ability to manage as many of those growth that you can handle. But that we live in an ecosystem that's second to none when it comes to technology, and I think any business is scalable to becoming global easily. Mm-hmm.
So when you started out, you weren't always an entrepreneur, though, were you? Did you? Because I guess someone's the guests, the listeners here are saying, look, we hear all these stories of these entrepreneurs, but at some time they were employees first. Did they have good bosses or did they have bad bosses? Which one is a better incubator for the entrepreneur's spirit?
I think an entrepreneur is always thinking of the next thing to do. I mean, any environment that you throw them in is you know, they're thinking about the next idea or what to do next, and they're hardly ever focused. And I think it's very important for an entrepreneur, once they find something, their biggest challenge is to focus on that one particular idea, and there they need to really come out with all their entrepreneurial angles and adapt it to one single idea to take it forward.
This is Fadi Malaise, Chief Executive Officer of Just Falafel, number one SME in Dubai, and Arab Businessman of the Year for 2012. He has so many more accolades, I can't name them all, but he's going to be sharing his secrets to success and unlocking some of the keys that you need to take your SME to the next level. Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, and this is the Valentine's Day episode for all those lovers out there and all those people out there who love their job. He says, I love my job at MBC Group. Send a big shout out to Sam Barnett, the CEO of MBC, and Natter, who works over there. MBC is amazing. I love when I chatted with Sam. He said, you know, media is the fourth estate of society. Look at the role that we played during the Arab Spring. Look at the role that that the Arab world having its own media, what a difference that makes. And I asked Sam, I said, what's the toughest thing that's ever happened to you on the job? He said, you know, we've lost 18 people bringing the world news to the Arab world. He goes, and that's how important it is that we're willing to die for what we do. You know, that is love. That's commitment. That's dedication. And that's what Valentine's Day is all about. But so we're here with one of the greatest entrepreneurs in the region, Fadi Malaise, the man behind Just Falafel. Fadi, welcome back to Eye on Careers.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by Martin Dewhurst, the principal consultant and founder of Caliber Consulting. Welcome back to Eye on Careers.
Thank you.
And SME expert Rami here.
Hello.
Rami's been driving around and meeting a lot of the SME companies, and he's always fascinated, especially with Just Falafel. Fadi, we're all interested. I mean, you know, how did it start out? You know, I was reading the story of Rockefeller, and he was at the age of 10 giving out bilateral loans to people. You could say, hey, this kid's a loan shark at 10 years old. He's going somewhere. Was there really an ethos of business, permeating, resonating out of you at the young days, while other kids were playing in the sandbox, you were renting sand out to them? What was the early days like? What were you like in grade school?
Well, in grade school, I grew up in Lebanon from birth till 1982, and across my first 12 years of schooling, I had to go to at least 7 or 8 different schools because of the political uncertainties across the country. So we could go to 3 different schools in 1 academic year, because we couldn't travel to the right locations.
Very volatile environment.
Extremely volatile. And so I think that if anything, helped me adapt to different environments from a very early age. And then from there, I had to travel in 1982. Things got really bad, and we had to go to Paris to boarding school. And from there, I went to London to do my undergrad and postgrad degree. So I think there's an element of adaptation that I've gotten used to from a very, very young age. And then after many, many years in the UK, I moved to Dubai in 2005 or 2006. So I think that definitely gets some of the benefit of, having the ability to adapt to any environment that you're thrown into.
One of my favorite entrepreneurs in the region is San Jawad, who founded Zalia.com.
Yeah, we went to college together.
You were with him, yes. He's also in Imperial. So do you guys, did you get snapped up to the derivative department as well of Citibank? Because I know, Imperial College is known for its physics, and when the derivatives market was first being built, they were just grabbing people from Imperial.
Yeah, I think I was in working in the city. I was a banker after my undergrad, and I worked in banking for about 5 or 6 years before I went to do my MBA. And this is where I met Ehsan Jawad, and he was actually doing his PhD at the time.
Right. Small world.
I was a late comer to an MBA. I'm a few younger than him.
What was Hassan like in Imperial College?
He was a great guy. He's still a great guy. We see.
You
each
have
other
to say that. You're on the radio.
I think he's extremely talented. He did a phenomenal job with a couple of ventures here in Dubai himself. I think he started off Zawiya.com and did phenomenal. He's now on to starting off a new business as well.
And Laymoon.com,
yes.
Which is your career channel, which I think everybody should go to visit Laymoon.com. So then how do you get into the falafel? What's the spark that says, that's it, I need to open a falafel?
Well, the credit doesn't go to me. The idea was started off by a very good friend of mine that I met when I moved to Dubai. His name is Mohammed Bitar, and he started off this business with his wife, Rima, and their common friend, Ali Al-Mazrui. And they basically came up with a very simple idea, saying that, there's not a decent falafel shop in Abu Dhabi. And they set out to start off just falafel as a single shop in, I think, 2007 or early 2008. And from the outset, they decided that, this is a food category that anybody could really innovate. And from the outset, they decided to innovate in the menu and offer it in 3 different palettes, except instead of that one particular palette, which is they decided to sell the original sandwich, the Indian sandwich, and the Greek sandwich from the outset, so that they have a wider customer audience.
Well, the other thing is that if you're a vegetarian in the Middle East, there's very little option unless you go Indian vegetarian. But outside of that, from a fast food perspective, there's really not much out there.
And you're absolutely right. And I think, although I think we did a decent job in terms of communicating the brand through digital to get a huge amount of interest in the brand, this food category stands on its own because, as you rightly so said, it is the only food category that's not even trying to be a vegetarian food category. It's by birth a vegetarian food category, and there's none around in those terms. And so it complements the competition.
And for people who want to be even extra healthy, you have baked as well as the original fried, right?
You're absolutely right, yes.
Because I always think it's funny to say, oh, yeah, you just have the falafel, it's healthier. I suppose it's deep fried. But then when we went to yours, it said, oh, there's also the baked. So I couldn't complain about that. I had to find something else to whine about.
Well, I mean, if we don't have people whining, we can't improve.
Exactly. Exactly. I provided great service here. Absolutely. I provided a great service. So what's the evolution like? In 2008, you start out in a crisis. But, you know, it's not that pricey for falafel. So does that actually play into you? Your play to your favor. Did the crisis, you do better in the crisis?
Maybe? I think yes. 2008, the first shop started out. 2009, the second shop, and then Mohammed and I decided to look at this business and really take it to the next level. When we were convinced that if there are multiple global coffee chains and burger chains and pizza chains, and there is not even a single falafel chain, a food that complements all the other categories, we stand a huge chance to take it and commercialize it as far as we can. And so in 2010 we got together and we decided to open a couple of shops in Dubai and start looking at ways to further innovate in the menu and expand it. And we are partners in the business. So this is, I think...
More than half of them have become partners. Yes. So you're offering equity. And absolutely. What, they get equity of a franchise? So they get like one shop or the whole thing? Or how's the structure
work?
The whole
thing. They get a piece of the of the brand.
Oh, it's big. Yes. For free or they buy it? You give an option. You say, look, if you want in, it's going to cost you.
Well, I mean, a lot of the people who built it with us and sweated it out with us got it for free.
Wow.
Without even asking for it.
Oh, that's good.
Because we believe at Just Falafel that it's definitely an element of teamwork, and I want to retain this team spirit. And I think the best way to retain them is to make them feel that you're all sat in the same boat. And unless you make them at par with you, then they're not in the same boat.
How do you have enough equity to go around, though? There's a lot of questions here we want to ask you, but this is Fadi Malaise. He's the chief executive officer of Just Falafel, one of the number one SMEs. He's sharing all his insights on how to build an award-winning SME in business. He's sharing his love with you on the Valentine's Day episode here. And we just had someone write in. Their name is Ala, and they started work as a teller. And now they have a career as a management consultant, built themselves up from scratch. Dedication, hard work, and finally honesty, they say. But most of all, it's doing work I love, and I love my job so badly. This is Eye on Careers, and we're going to be right back with some amazing tips and lessons learned from Fadi Malaz, Chief Executive Officer of Just Falafel. Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, and this is the Valentine's episode. We have been getting a bunch of SMSs from people who love their job. Some of you love your job but hate your manager. Some of you love your job but hate your employer. Some of you love your job and your employer. You might just work at Just Falafel. But we have the Chief Executive Officer of Just Falafel here, Fadi Malaise. Welcome back to Eye on Careers.
Thank you.
And we also have a young budding company here called Caliber Consulting, founded by Martin Dewhurst. Martin, welcome back to Eye on Careers.
Hello again.
And we have SME expert Rami here, who studied the SME market in the UAE. Welcome back to Eye on Careers, Rami.
Hello.
And you truly do have love of food and the love of your team. I think when we were off air, you're saying one of the biggest things that make a difference is the team you have. And, one of the interesting techniques you use for aligning, owners and management is giving them an equity play in the business. And so often that's missed in the Middle Eastern context. I think, so many companies are just reluctant to give equity to the management, and they suffer high attrition rates. They suffer lack of ownership of strategy, so many other things. But you've gone the other way. You've taken a different approach. You give your top people equity in the business.
Yes, we do, and I think it's extremely important for everybody to feel that they're in the same boat as you, when they, you know, so that they start rowing in the same direction as a team. It is, you know, entrepreneurship in general is not very advanced in this part of the world, and you see it very advanced in other parts of the world because of the acceptance of failure primarily, and you feel and you see, you know, anybody who goes from setting up a business from a very simple idea abroad by the time they've grown it to a sizable dollar value, they have many, many partners alongside them, and they're primarily their management team.
So you're saying, you know, if you really want to grow at an international level, you have to give equity to your partners.
Absolutely, to your team, absolutely.
And so how do you know how much do you give? Do you give 1%? Do you give 10%? Well, do you give 0.03%? You know, like, here you go, you're a partner now. How much?
You know, funny you mentioned that. You know, it's this is not anything that you can calculate. This is a feeling, I think, that you get. And we were having this conversation the other day at the office with some people from the team, and we talked about, you know, people who will go forward in this company are the people that I want to I can't look into their eyes going up the lift with them in the morning, rather than the ones they can't look into my eyes, if you see what I mean. It's people that feel that, I'd like to feel that you will feel that you owe some people more than they owe you, and these are the people that will get more shares, basically.
I just had this vision of you, like, in the elevator in the morning, yes. Like, looking, staring your employees
happens
in the eyes. Did you eat your falafel today?
Happens every
day. Look at me. Look into my eyes. No, I know what you're saying, though. This is, what was that movie Scarface? They say the eyes, they never lie, Chico. So, you know, you feel you have a clean slate. You know,
absolutely.
You wake up in the morning, you've done your best to give the people what they need to be successful. But why is it so many other, you know, businesses in the region, they don't see the, you know, the toolkit that allows you to align management and stakeholders and managers and owners? They just don't seem to exercise those or leverage those options. And then they complain that there's a misalignment there.
Well, I wish I had the answer to a lot of your questions, but I still have a lot of questions about my own business, and I worry most about what we have to do ourselves even more at Just Falafel to take this much further beyond. It's a very complicated, marketplace, it's very difficult to really put your finger on it and say this is the problem or this is the solution or this is whatever, because it's a function of everything else that's happening around you. So it's I don't think it's an easy question to answer for the broader market when I don't have a lot of answers for ourselves still.
So what are, you said there's a lot of questions that you are really wrestling with. What are the biggest questions that a man like Fatty Malaise wrestles with at night?
Many in every area, you know, many in every single section in the company. I mean, today, Just Falafel is the number one in its food category in the world. We want to retain that. You know, not often do you get to be the number one in the world in anything that you can do. We're very happy to be in food, at least as a food category, because you know, it would be much short-lived if you were in technology, because technology is a much faster sector than food. So we're happier to be number one in food, but at the same time, our competition operates 41,000 stores and 37,000 stores, and all of a sudden you're rubbing shoulders with them across the food courts. So I have a lot to worry about every day.
Rami, I think you have a question, correct, for Fatty?
Well, the state of the SME report here suggests that 51% of SMEs surveyed are into exports, which is quite high compared internationally. However, 18% of SMEs have actually made direct foreign investments, such as you. So how do you go out and become successful internationally, especially when you're putting money on the line?
I think Dubai is a great place to springboard any ideas internationally, because you know, you go to any food court or any mall, and you will see that there's 200 and odd nationalities that are walking around. So I mean, when you expose your brand in the city to a wide audience, and you hear the footfall numbers for some of these mega malls, 70 million, 40 million, they operate like airports. And you're really exposing your brand to the globe. And this is something we felt at Just Falafel widely. I mean, we have a lot of people from all over the world who had their first falafel ever at Just Falafel, because you know they don't consume it widely in their home markets, and they're intrigued by it because it's a novelty. So I think it's a great place here to start off a business, and naturally I'm not surprised to see that the numbers show that a lot of the businesses here go global, because this is really a global city.
This I think it's almost like, if you're not aiming to be number one in the world and Dubai, it's like there was something wrong, like you won't fit in. Like, it's very common. You know, we just had actually Ahmed bin Salim, who's the chairman of DMCC, for example, and he's like, I'm building the world's tallest commercial tower, Burj 2020. It just seems like such a normal thing. And I think when he was saying, when you know, interacting with His Highness Sheikh Mohammed, when they first came up with some of the projects, he said, you know, I want records on all these projects, the malls, the towers, and of course he achieved all of that by striving for it. And that seems to be this ethos that's been created in Dubai, which is almost like a hotbed or incubator for the entrepreneurial spirit itself.
Definitely, I think Dubai is the land of opportunity, the very entrepreneurial forefront city of the 21st century. That's a given, and I think we've also experienced as a brand that it's very powerful to be a UAE brand with a head office in Dubai. Anytime, I mean, we communicate a lot through digital media for people who want to franchise, and when you tell them, you know, our office is in Dubai, next thing you know is they want to book and come and check out Dubai, or they want to come back and visit Dubai. And this is a huge advantage that we've honestly experienced ourselves. Anytime you tell anybody, you know, we're in Dubai, they just want to come, you know, and any excuse to come.
And it's actually, you know, they've created a brand now that is a business brand. So, you know, whereas, you know, you have New York, London, Singapore, Hong Kong, you say my business is based in Dubai, it's very acceptable. It's a business brand that has equity on the global market.
Absolutely. I think it's definitely earned itself this over the past. I mean, I remember moving here in 2005 and 2006, and we used to hear about a lot of great stories that were going to be built and what have you, and look at where we are today. They've delivered. I think anytime we're traveling across the globe, and you know, people ask you when you're shopping, where do you live? When you say Dubai, wow, you know, everybody's really excited. Everybody's impressed with it, and I think they've absolutely built a second to none brand in today's world.
Coming up, Fadi's going to be talking about what he thinks it takes to be successful in this market. Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. This is our Valentine's Day episode, so we want to send a big shout out to all the lovers out there, all the people who love their jobs, and all the people who love falafel. Tonight we have the Chief Executive Officer of Just Falafel, one of the big success stories here in Dubai. His name's Fadi Malaise, and he started a business here and felt that it was the ultimate launching pad for an international springboard for his business. Fadi, welcome back to Eye on Careers.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And we also, you know, Fadi was ranked number one SME, also won Arab Businessman of the Year for 2012. He's doing okay. He's doing all right. But someone who is in his shadows, a young whippersnapper of a business called Caliber Consulting, is also here. Martin Dewhurst, welcome back to Eye on Careers.
Thank you.
Martin first joined us on the Career Clinic when he was looking for his next opportunity and ended up starting his own business, which has also been a big success. And then we have Rami, the SME expert.
Hello.
And so, Fadi, before we get to the audience question, there's a question that we have to ask everybody who comes on Eye on Careers, and that is, what's the secret to your success?
Eye on Careers now reveals the secrets to success.
So, Fadi, what is the secret to your success?
Well, I think my secret to success is I know how to take a punch, and I will never throw in the towel. And I think that it's very important to go against all your challenges face to face, and you know, everything's got a solution. So think of every challenge as a puzzle that you need to solve.
Eye on Careers.
In association with Laymoon.com. Jobs, courses, and all things career.
I love it. You have to know how to take a punch. I had a martial arts instructor who said, you know, you have to be able to take a punch as well as you give one if you want to get in the ring.
Yes, I think it's better to take a punch than to give a punch, as in particular in business. When you take a punch, is as long as you've learned a lot from that punch, then you will know how to avoid it next time it comes towards you.
We have some questions coming in from the audience. A lot of people seem to be eating falafels out there, and one of this gentleman or lady, I'm not sure which one it is, says, "What's the first thing you did when you had the idea for Just Falafel, and where did you get the money to launch a brand at that level?" And maybe you can talk a little bit about the financing and approach to financing.
The idea, as I said, I mean, it's a self-financed idea by a bunch of us.
Oh, you didn't get any loans or equity or investors or anything?
None whatsoever. It's all self-financed by the partners. You know, it's because of the element of franchising. We're not very capital intensive, so we partner up with our franchisees who co-invest in rolling out the stores, really. So our business is not very capital intensive.
So what, you know, what's kind of ballpark figure capital would you need to get something like $200,000 or
something around that? Yes, could be the average. It costs anywhere between $70,000-$80,000 in some markets, up to $500,000 in other markets.
But the kitchen equipment is what's really expensive, right?
Not really. I think the kitchen equipment for location is around $20,000-$25,000. So it's
not too bad.
Not too bad.
What's the main cost then?
The main cost, I think, is the fit out. The franchise cost,
the look, because that's one of the things, is it looks clean. You know, when you go there, it doesn't look like your usual Middle Eastern canteen place. It looks like, you know, akin to a McDonald's or Pizza Hut type of thing.
Well, I think this is what you have to look like to be able to exist in a lot of the food courts, because you have to abide to certain standards and, you know, not look odd next to your neighbors. So it's quite important to fit within the 21st or modern retail look to belong. So it's quite important.
How much is the fit out? Like, how much would it be? You're looking at like $50,000 you spend on interior design,
again,
and coloring and all that.
Again, it depends. And you know, the brand is changing pretty quickly. And we have different models. We have the smaller model. We have the casual dining model now in other markets that we're looking at, where people like to sit down more than, you know, having a hole in the wall type model. So we have different type of models, but it's the fit out. Again, depends on the environment you're operating in. Certain high-level environments would require a very strict infrastructure from you. Others will require a regular infrastructure from you. So, but I mean, the average cost, let's say, would be about a couple of hundred thousand dollars.
Right. So basically, if someone puts a business plan together, you get how many people initially invested to get this off the ground?
How many?
Five or eight of you or something? How many?
Ourselves?
The main team.
Yes, about seven or eight people.
Seven or eight people. Yeah. So it's actually quite reachable, quite attainable.
Yes.
What's your final piece of advice for anybody out there who wants to start their own business, who wants to be more successful in their career?
I think try not to think that you know everything, because however much you know, I think you need to still try things out and build everything by trial and error, because that's the only time when you know if you've done things right or wrong. So don't be worried about doing mistakes. Just go about what you need to do and learn as you go.
And failure is the stepping stone to success.
Absolutely.
I was talking to one self-made millionaire. He said, listen to me. He said, you are going to fail yourself to success. Is there any truth in that?
I think fail is going a little bit too far, because
too extreme, dramatic, is it?
But I think if you take calculated steps, if you take calculated risks, then you'll be fine.
Well, Fadi Malay, thank you so much for taking your time and putting down the falafels to come out and see us tonight. It's been excellent, and we wish you great success moving forward. We'll be on the sidelines cheering you on and watching Just Falafel continue to blossom on the international stage like so many Dubai brands do.
Thank you very much for having me.
And Martin, I guess we didn't hear too much from you, but thanks again for coming. It was great to see a success story of someone who has been listening to the show, was looking to find their feet, and now is hitting stride in the market.
Yeah, no, it's been a pleasure coming back and speaking to you again about it all.
Thank you. And Rami, thanks for those little tidbits of information on the SME market. Thank you so much.
Glad to be here.
You can find out more on the Shane Phillips Career Clinic on LinkedIn. There's a Shane Phillips Career Clinic group. You can also find me on Facebook. But other than that, you know, we just want to do everything we can to help you get that stepping stone to your dreams. And if you only take one thing away, just take away this. Never give up. This is this episode of Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, wishing you all the best.